אנחנו לומדים מספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 446 הקדמה
We are reading in Kabbalah for the student where page 135 introduction to the book of Zohar We're on
item 50 in the introduction to the book of Zohar as always you can ask questions on kab.tv relevant questions may be aired during the lesson
Omnam teda שכל אלו היי בחינות האורות נרנחי
So, item 50 Indeed you should know that these five lights נרנחי received from the world of Asiya are but נרנחי of the light of Nefesh and have nothing of the light of Ruach This is because the light of Ruach is only in the world of Yetzirah The light of Neshama is only in the world of Briah The light of Chaya, only in the world of Atzilut, and the light of Yechida, only in the world of Ak. But everything that exists in the whole appears in all the items too, down to the smallest possible item. And thus, all five discernments, Naranchai, exist in the world of Asiya as well, although they are only Naranchai of Nefesh. Similarly, all five discernments, Naranchai, are found in the world of Yetzirah, which are the five parts of Ruach, and also, There are all five discernments, Naranchai, in the world of Briah, which are the five parts of Neshama. And so it is in the world of Atzilut, which are the five parts of the light of Chaya, and so it is in the world of Ak, which are the five parts of the light of Yechida. The difference between the worlds is, as we've explained, in the discernments between each of the Naranchai of Asiya.
It's clear, yes? We also talked about this yesterday.
If Atzilut is Ein Sof, why doesn't it have the light of Yechida?
In the final correction, there will be the light of Yechida. It will be clothed in the light of Yechida. Chaya. But then the light of Yechida will clothe in the light of Chaya. Don't you remember? He talked about that here. Look in there and you'll see. Next. Well, Tzvika. Just don't philosophize. Something simple. I also have a little bit of a fear today.
I'll just ask a simple question. He says that the difference between all the world is, as we've explained, the discernments between the Naranchai of Asiya. What is that difference?
In the lights and the kelim. What else is there, is it?
Yeah, but how do
I... Or in the Masach, may even more correctly. You have 10 sefirot. These 10 sefirot you develop upon your will to receive. As much as in your will to receive you can use in order to be in the structure in order to bestow, which needs to then be worked out according to the Havaya as 10 sefirot. So you have 10 sefirot in the coarseness of Shoresh, or 10 sefirot in the coarseness of Aleph, or Bet, or Gimel, or Dalet. And how could that be? You connect with these 10 sefirot of yours. In your Reshimo, you connect to others. And then, between you and the others, together, you tried to come to such relations which will be called ten sefirot, or neshama, a soul, or kli. And then you are concerned and how you can get connected in a way that is delighted in mercy, and later even as in receiving in order to bestow. And the coarseness that are being revealed between you define the level in which you are. Yes.
I know there needs to be a connection between the worlds, and here he talks about a difference, meaning a difference is a kind of a disconnection. It's not connection. If you're talking about bestowal being connection, so there are no differences between the worlds. Everything is integrated, as we've learned.
There's a connection between each and every world, and there's a disconnect between each and every world. This all happens in the seam between the worlds. So as it's written, Malchut of the upper becomes the Keter of the lower one, that there is some breakthrough there. And that's how it's done. It's like a big bang over there that happens. It's a certain breakout.
How can we explain the differences when the force of bestowal that connects the world is supposed to be infinitely connection? So discernments, yes, but not difference.
Moving from degree to degree.
But there's no difference.
What? There's no difference. You have, so I'll give you an example. All that happens, all there is in all of reality is made up of small particles. Yes? These small particles can be connected between them in such a manner that they bring you the Mendeleev table, all the different elements. He organized it in the essence of the measurement of the intensity of the ego. How many neutrons and how many positrons and how many electrons each one had, how many there can be in each component, and that's how he worked them out in the tablet, in the table. And this is how all the elements are basically existing. And it doesn't matter which matter you're talking about, which element. A still element, is it made out of these elements? The vegetation is made out of such elements. What's the difference between them? Consistency and how tight they are, or if I press on the certain particles, will they become vegetative? What connection is there between the two when one goes smoothly, moves smoothly from one to another? Is such a thing possible? No. Meaning, just as there was a creation of existence from absence, to still, the same creation there is from absence to vegetation. Absence to vegetation. There's the same leap that like there is from absence to existence. It's a new perception and a new essence, and from still it moves to vegetation. Is there a connection between them? The Ari says that there's something in between them, the corals. But it doesn't mean that through corals it's happened. Rather, as we learn here, there is the achap of the upper, which is in the galgalta inaim of the lower one. Nevertheless, you have a disconnect. And disconnect, we learn this also in Tis, that there is a disconnect between one world and another, and the connections occur through a breakthrough. Because it's an essential difference between still vegetative element. You won't be able to ever get from a still a vegetation. That's creation, because existence from absence is the creation of the Creator. It's the invention of the Creator.
So the difference, from as I understood from what you're saying now, is that it builds us. Without the difference, you can't be built, meaning the difference is a positive thing. So this basically means force of bestowal equals many disconnects. What are these disconnects in bestowal?
You're right. I agree with you. Until all these forces are disconnected from influence, from bestowal, they're united by the Rav Palim Kavtzel in the final correction. The thought is correct for once. That also happens sometimes. Yes.
Rav, what we as a group here and all over the world can do when we see that our guide doesn't feel good or there's some weakness?
Cry. What do you want? I held myself with efforts not to be sick throughout the conventions, and now it's really like that. Now it's coming out. I was also sick back then, but with a certain effort to, I didn't let it happen. Because I had to. So it's normal. So in a couple of days it'll pass.
I mean, what can we do to help you?
Nah, you think about helping each other. These are things that you could think also about me. Amongst other things. Not personally, necessarily, just about me. To the measure that you think about your friends. Well, yes.
The transition from nefesh to nefesh of ruach is somehow similar to the transition from the world of asiya to yetzira.
Always, every degree which is adjacent to the degree that is next to it, like there's 10 sefirot and the differences between them are, it's like a slice between them. So, yes, Maurice?
Rav, I'm just, what we went through in the convention, and that belongs to the connection between us, we felt something supreme, lofty, and I'm not talking about what my feeling, but even, you know, the first semester students that we really tried to prepare them well and made sure they'll come, they came and they were hugely inspired. That unity, that connection, the process that the world Kli, you know, kind of permeated our hearts and put a peg there that, you know.
Yes.
How do you define this sensation? Because as much as I try, I can't really define, understand, except for tying it to the connection between us and the efforts we make and how it's already implemented in us. But how do you define that feeling the Creator gave us to reach it, and how do we advance? And the material is difficult; it's not so hard to so easy to.
I didn't understand. Are you saying there's no advancement now?
No, I'm saying to continue that there was something supreme there. There was something huge there that we felt among all of those who came to the convention. I'm not talking about the individual ones. Unique individuals, everyone.
Permit me to ask you, please, tell me, what was your preparation for the lesson today?
Well, first of all, I came to sit next to Tzvika. He's my left side.
Yes, with great courage you've prepared for that. He was surprised. He didn't know that such a book exists.
He just didn't know the book, and it's okay because he studies only for 25 years and he didn't know it. So when I get up, before I go to sleep, I read from this book and something else, Kiryat Shema as well, and this is the regular preparation, in addition to working in the group of five, which is thinking of the friends and so forth.
In short, if you were preparing yourself for the lesson, well, in such a relation, like you prepared yourself for that Congress, then you will have something. And also towards the whole day. Also, it all depends on your preparation and the work. For the work to be a preparation for the next moment and so on and so forth. The problem is that at the time of preparation before the Congress, we were connected to each other. You came here to work. You worked a lot in building. We worked together in all kinds of preparations. We traveled to the Arava. We got a great impression from our friends who came from overseas and a big quantity, about 2,500 people that we had from overseas. Yeah, something like that from overseas. Do you know what a quantity that is? Where do you see such a thing that some Congress, some assembly, and I don't even, to some Olympia, Olympics or something like that, I don't know how many numbers of people come. You're the biggest thing in the world that you're, look how many people, you're gathering so many people that are coming to you. It's something immense. And also our friends. And you need to also prepare their sleep somehow. Well, it wasn't so great, but anyway, it was good. And food and all kinds of things. We made great preparations and preparations and preparations. And it's really, everyone was ready to dedicate themselves to give themselves. So of course there was a result. No, there was no doubt about it. It's a result that you will see what has done, and it's there. It's all swallowed there in the Rosh HaVatzilut. But we need to progress onwards. We need to advance. One who eats fruit in this world, it's the fund for the next world. In short, we can't concede here in the preparations and the intentions according to which we advance. There are no concessions here.
Thanks a lot, Rav.
Item 51.
Page 135, Kabbalah for the student. Know that repentance and purification cannot be accepted unless they are totally permanent, that he will not turn back to folly. As it is written, when there is tshuva, repentance, when he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly. Thus, as we've said, if one purifies the still part of his will to receive, he is rewarded with a partzuf of nefesh of Asiya and ascends and clothes the sfira of malchut of Asiya. This means that he will certainly be granted the permanent purification of the still part, in a way that he will not turn back to folly. And then he will be able to rise to the spiritual world of Asiya, for he will have definite purity and equivalence of form with that world.
So what is it called that he doesn't come down from that degree that he already received it in complete permanence? What, does he have no more klipot? Is he already in permanence in nefesh diktusha? Well, answer. What's this? That's what I'm asking. What does it mean that... Do you have an answer, please? He knows the path. This is attainment. What is he saying? Meaning that he got the purity of the into a way that he will never repent. He will never have to go back to it. He doesn't fall again. So if he won't fall below nefesh of sanctity, then how can he fall anymore?
Result. He sees the result from the path.
So if he has a flavor from the path, then that's not called a descent. Yes?
He's in the middle line, and he knows to work with both right and left.
Oh, you're so wise. You know, that doesn't mean he's changing his state. Then he won't have a lack of deficiency for advancement. Deficiency for advancement is that I'm in a lack of, I'm in despair, truly in a worse darkness than I ever had. So what is it called that with that I don't lose the degree of nefesh tekdusha in permanence? If there's importance, it's already light.
He made the preparation beforehand to that state while he had light.
No, you can't know that. Amikam, well, let's see, maybe with your wisdom. Only without philosophy, one sentence.
It's like when, say, you compete in the Olympics in skating or something, and you got a gold medal. In the next Olympics, you'll also, you know, compete for the gold medal. But the fact that I won it before, it doesn't contribute to my next win.
What is it called, a descent after receiving the degree of nefesh in permanence? What is it that in the background of nefesh of permanence, one receives a descent? I'm already giving you the answer. Well,
we say that there's no little in spirituality. The moment you attained it, it is registered, recorded somewhere.
So if it's written in me, so how could it be that I receive a descent?
The concealment or descent, as I call it, is on the next level.
What is the next degree? Yes, yes, we're going towards it. Yes.
Well, let's say that if I attained the still degree, then
let's go together. What is it called for me now, a deficiency? As I received nefesh in permanence,
the deficiency to receive all the lights.
Towards a ruach of nefesh, right? Meaning, I'm in sanctity already. But I'm getting, nevertheless, upon that, I'm now examining, I see greater deficiencies. That for me, this degree of permanence helps me see a lack in a smaller, more precise and gentle resolution. That lack was there in me before. And that's why I'm getting a greater darkness now. But it's a more qualitative darkness.
So what he says here is that you basically need to...
Therefore, whoever is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him, meaning greater in equality. When you're looking at it, what inclination does he have? What is he talking about?
1, 2...
Let's say, I don't know, you didn't brush your teeth in the morning. I can't say, so big deal. What's the problem? But for him, it's like, wow. What a transgression I'm doing. My mother told me, don't forget to brush your teeth, and I forgot.
But it still needs some taste of...
What are you laughing? You know like that, because you're pedantic that way.
He needs a taste of the next degree, otherwise there's no deficiency.
He accepts it because he's already standing on the degree of Nefesh of sanctity.
And Nefesh of Kedusha must reach Naran Chai, some wholeness, what?
Wherever it is. Let's stop it over there before we get into philosophizations. It doesn't bother him. Do you guys understand? It doesn't bother him to enter into darkness, and his darkness is already klipa, and it's greater. That's already heights. That's already degrees. But
this means, as for the rest of the degrees, we're in the last paragraph on page 135, but as for the rest of the degrees, which we've said are the Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, and Lichida, Vasiya, corresponding to them, one should purify the vegetative animate and speaking parts of one's will to receive, so they will clothe and receive those lights. Yet the purity does not need to be permanent, until he who knows all mysteries will testify that he will not turn back to folly. That is so because the whole of the world of Asiya, with all its five sefirot khabtum, are actually only malchut, which relates only to the purification of the still.
Meaning all the high only scrutinize the still. Even though there are lights that are associated with vegetative and animate and speaking and in sof, the Nanchai are all towards the scrutiny of the still. You won't be given anything without that. What do we see? That in order to scrutinize the smallest part, you have to be in...
And the five sefirot are but the five parts of Malchut. Therefore, since he has already been rewarded with purifying the still part of the will to receive, he has already been rewarded with equivalence of form with the whole of the world of Asiya. But since each sphira in the world of Asiya receives from its corresponding discernments in the worlds above it, thus the sphira of Tiferet of Asiya receives from the world of Yetzirah, which is all Tiferet and the light of Ruach, and the sphira of Bina of Asiya receives from the world of Bria, which is all Neshama. And the sphira of Chochmah of Asiya receives from the world of Atzilut, which is all Chochmah and the light of Chaya. Thus, although he has permanently purified only the still part, if he has purified the remaining three parts of his will to receive, even if not permanently, he can receive the Ruach, Neshama, and Chaya from Tiferet, Bina, and Chochmah of Asiya, though not permanently. This is because when one of the three parts of his will to receive awakens, he immediately loses these lights. This is called not impermanency. Okay, we'll deepen into it gradually. How do we... Those lights that are not permanent, we lose them, they're lost. They're lost from us, and the permanent light stays. And on top of its height, we begin to discover new lacks. Where do these new lacks come from? Huh? Upper ones, lower ones, where do they come from? From the same lights that vanished. Reshimo, okay, but you see, there's nefesh of nefesh, ruach of nefesh disappears. What disappears reappears as a lack on a new degree, the next level. Okay. What? You want to ask about this? Yes, okay, let him ask.
The state that you described, this still of this nefesh to nefesh, gives you a certain confidence, a certain security, that if darkness comes, I know how to work with it.
You're talking from the perspective of the will to receive. From the perspective of the will to bestow, I don't need confidence. I'm actually interested in not having any confidence, so that my confidence lies in the upper force, in the Creator. How confused I am, the more insecure I am and threatened, ah, how good that is. Now I need Him.
How do we come to such a state?
How to come to it? When you will be able to not fail in that, you'll be given that state. You never put an obstacle in front of a blind man. So we are getting states that we can overcome. You won't have any complaint to the Creator afterwards, saying that you were given something not proportional to your strength. A person is never allowed to fail. Never. Besides the shattering of the vessels or the sin of the tree of knowledge that happened from above, it's always measured, weighed.
How does that come? From an addition in concealment?
It happens by the light, when the Creator comes closer. It comes from His proximity, added proximity to you. When He comes closer, your ego feels worse. Less confident, less fulfilled. And if you're working above reason, then you are rejoicing that. What does Baal HaSulam write about it? Happy with the evil that unfolds, because the evils that don't unfold are still hopeless. Therefore, we have to really accept everything through... Well, the problem is just to discover it and sort it out and scrutinize it, you know, through analysis and synthesis, work with it like dough. But we have to rejoice in it. It's a huge trouble to go in, to get into great confusion, but it's obvious that it's in order to ascend. And you have to sort things out and scrutinize and dwell in it, but not to, well, to look for a few approaches and then leave it and try from another direction and another angle and so forth, meaning a problem that arrives, and as it arrives, you need to look at it as a great opportunity for a great scrutiny.
How can we scrutinize if the change in the lack is qualitative or quantitative?
There is nothing quantitative in spirituality. I'm thinking of how it may seem to you, but I don't know. I don't think that even on the last, in the little degrees, we count quantity. It's always qualities. Okay, today you didn't ask, later you'll cry.
Rav, can we say these disappearing lights are those achap that come down to the Galta Enayim?
It's a part of that, yeah, right.
And how do we develop a common language between these two discernments? Is that our common work? Is that our mutual work?
Between these two discernments, we can only connect through the group. The group here is the means between these two levels. We haven't discussed this. This is an addition. The average between the different states is only in the group. So they're called still or vegetative, or depends on where you are, but yeah. Yep.
Shlomi from the Arava and from Ukraine, they're asking the same question. How do we work with the darkness? How do we work if you're in that state that you described as lack of confidence? What do you do that?
Be happy and come to the group and draw strength from them. How to work with the darkness? We understand how. The darkness needs to be sorted out. Sorting it out needs to lead you to a state where you're not lacking anything but strengthening with the friends. Because you need to tie the darkness to a lack of connection between you and the group. If, as you scrutinize the darkness and different problems, seeing that it's your attitude to the group and through the group towards the Creator, then it means that you've wrapped up this sorting out. Are we in item 52? Okay, so let's read it. Come on. Go ahead.
Okay, item 52. After he permanently purifies the vegetative part of his will to receive, he permanently rises to the world of Yetzirah, where he attains the permanent degree of Ruach. There he can also attain the lights of Neshama and Chaya from the Sfirot Bina and Chokhmah that are there, which are considered Neshama and Chaya of Ruach. Even before he has been granted with purifying the animate and speaking parts permanently, as we have seen in the world of Asiya. Yet this is not permanent, for after he has permanently purified the vegetative part of his will to receive, he is already in equivalence of form with the whole of the world of Yetzirah, to its highest degree, as written about the world of Asiya.
And so forth. There's always the permanent part, and the part that is not permanent is attained. And also, the part that is not permanent is the new part that I attain. And the parts that are not, that don't enter the permanency, are also new. If I have Ruach and Nefesh and Neshama Chayechida are not in permanency, and later I attain the new Nefesh Ruach, so the new Neshama Chayechida are not the same as in the previous degree. Every new degree is a new ten sefirot, new Naran Chai. Yes, Tons, quickly. Where's Akoka? Disappeared?
According to the text we read in the preparation, when I was translating, I wanted...
בתחילת השיעור הוא תרגם, אז הוא רוצה לשאול אם אפשר על חלק שקראנו בהכנה לשיעור, על הטקסט.
No, no.
I wanted to know what means that the creator helps someone.
מה הפירושו של דבר שהבורא עוזר למישהו?
הוא לוקח מקל יותר גדולה.
He's taking a bigger stick.
ומכה בחמור.
And then hits the donkey. In a more stimulating manner. And so a person who's the human who's riding the donkey awakens faster. You understand? Let's say this is the donkey. I don't know how to That's your donkey. Too bad I don't know how to draw this nicely. So where is the human sitting on the donkey? This is the human. That red point. There's nothing else. It's just the point on the heart yet. So, if the Creator, this is the stick, if he hits the donkey, so the donkey agrees to give up on itself for the point in the heart. And this is how it grows and grows until it takes on the shape of the human that rides the donkey.
So,
what is the stick here? Who is it? It's the donkey driver, the upper force, or an angel.
Is it an awakening from above?
Is it an awakening from above?
The donkey driver, for sure. Of course, yep. There's nothing in the person. Look, any action, thought, action, desire, whatever it is, it all comes from a lack. And any lack awakens only by the light that shines on it. So, everything comes from above. If I want to move my finger, think, turn something around, do whatever, even the atoms in me that spin, it all happens by awakenings from above. Otherwise, the matter does not move. And had there were not constant light, matter would cease to exist either. That's how we advance. So, whoa, what's going on? What, you want to ask about the groups? What? Quickly, yeah.
The end of this week, you talked about this stick, about the need in paying maser, presence in the lessons, and to increase the work in our path. And many of our friends felt like it was like it was doing it to their donkey. How do we show this to our friends as an opportunity to develop their donkey and to just increase our work in the group? Because many people took it as a little difficult instead of seeing it as an opportunity to develop.
Well, so it's a stake. Okay, what can I do? But no one is, throwing them directly. If they don't want it, they don't, okay. You know, it's their problem. They need it. It's their need. All in all, we are getting a certain amount from them in order to keep the departments going, because it's not like this whole factory is something we need for ourselves and all this building and all the different technology and everything and so forth. So I don't know, how does it work with Maser or not, and what part goes where exactly. But what I'm trying to say is, on my part, doesn't matter, so they won't pay. This is what I'm saying. We can sustain ourselves with our budget and just be disconnected. Of course, we won't be able to work on broad dissemination and succeed in the correction of the world, so other people will come instead of them. I never demand anything from anyone. Rabash also used to say, my shop is open. If anyone wants, he can come. But he put it as a mandatory condition. If you want to come to a lesson, paying maser is a must. Where, what, Chaim, you wanted something in relation to the groups as well? Yeah, quickly. Just about those two states
that you described, Rav. One, more is that there was a certain common work together, and it was really, we got a certain pleasure or something. On the other hand, we got another gift now, diseases, blows, like Gil depicted and everything, which are opportunities, a good opportunity to grow. These are two states that are contradicted, and we need to see both of them as this force that is pushing us.
Every such situation is very much adding something. You know, Baruch Sulam said even about when a person is about to die, he said this is something that is not worthwhile giving up. Just so you know. What, Zvika, you're not happy? So with this, we'll conclude.
Inner Keys, the Kabbalah La'am campus, invites you to an evening that you will be able to read, learn, and feel tomorrow, Thursday, 7 o'clock in the evening, Igal Alon Street, 123, Tel Aviv, for additional details. Now, 1-700-509-209. The hidden parts of the Book of Zohar, Wednesday with Rav Lightman at 7 in the evening. There will be a personal meet with Rav Lightman about the concealed parts of the Book of Zohar in Moreshet Begin Center in Jerusalem. Have a wonderful day.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לנשמה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לאהבה. זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן, זה הזמן לנשמה.
פתחו לי פתח כחודו של מחט, אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם. את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לבנה עם הלב, בפי המרקד שלום.